NCAA officially bans trans athletes from women's sports one day after Trump PO. By Dylan Gwynn on February 6, 2025. The National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, has banned males from competing in women's sports less than 24 hours after President Trump's executive order rewriting Title IX. In a social media post on Thursday afternoon, the collegiate sports governing body posted the text of their new rule. A student athlete assigned male at birth may not compete on a women's team, the new policy states. While the policy uses the gender ideology-fueled language of gender assignment instead of the observable reality of a person's male or female status, the move marks a significant departure from the NCAA's previous reluctance to entertain any change to its policy. The NCAA has operated under a rule in place since 2010, which allowed males to compete in women's sports if the male had undergone at least 1 year of testosterone suppression treatment. One caveat of the new rule is that females can compete on men's teams. Trump signed the No Men in Women's Sports executive order on Wednesday, National Girls and Women in Sports Day. NCAA President Charlie Baker, who had previously stonewalled efforts to rewrite the governing body's rules on trans athletes and refused to meet with Save Women's Sports advocates such as former Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines, said the executive order provided clear national standard that the association's board of governors would embrace. The NCAA is an organization made up of 1,100 colleges and universities in all 50 states that collectively enroll more than 530,000 student athletes, the statement said. We strongly believe that clear, consistent, and uniform eligibility standards would best serve today's student athletes instead of a patchwork of conflicting state laws and court decisions. To that end, President Trump's order provides a clear, national standard. The NCAA Board of Governors is reviewing the executive order and will take necessary steps to align NCAA policy in the coming days, subject to further guidance from the administration. The association will continue to help foster welcoming environments on campuses for all student athletes. We stand ready to assist schools as they look for ways to support any student athletes affected by changes in the policy. The issue of keeping men out of women's sports has gained widespread national support and was one among many of the social and cultural issues that propelled Trump to the presidency in November and led to catastrophic Democrat losses. In addition to banning trans athletes from future competition, Trump's Department of Education is launching investigations into Title IX violations having to do with whether female athletes had their rights abused by schools that forced them to share bathrooms, changing areas, and hotel rooms with trans athletes, and whether those schools even informed the female athletes that there were males on the team. The schools that will be investigated are the University of Pennsylvania, San Jose State University, and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association, MIAA.